At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis in this boys' matchup, 24-21. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough, I know, tough way to wrap up the first half of conference play, that 35-33 loss to West Memphis. But you knew you were going to get a tough fight from them from the get-go.
They've got a really good team. They're very talented. You know, just when you look at the way you lost, that hurts. And you can't give up that many offensive rebounds in a game and expect to beat them. I thought that the transition they had early really hurt us. When you look up with those two things, and then they've got 35 points, I would say that over 75-80% of their points came from those two areas. And that's what really hurts. And, you know, offensively, yeah, we missed some shots that we normally make. But you can't get mad at kids or get frustrated with kids about missed shots, because kids don't mean to miss shots.
Right.
They were getting good shots. Now, I will tell you, I've talked about blocking out and rebounding. Obviously, I have to do a better job as a coach. I talked about transition defense hurting us. Obviously, I have to do a better job. And then I thought that there's two other things that really hurt us tonight that I obviously am not doing a very good job. And our zone offense, when they went to that 2-3, I was super excited, because the way that we have executed zone offense in practice. But what I saw tonight was not what I saw us do in practice. Therefore, I've got to do a better job. So those three areas, you know, that really hurts you, because you feel like that's something we've been good at all year. And then the fourth thing is you can't, when things aren't going well, you can't overcome bad things or bad moments by being an emotional player. When things weren't going well, I felt like there was too much frustration out there. And we've got some really, really good players, but any player that gets emotional and has negative body language or has a bad look on their face, or, you know, you're not going to fix it. You're not going to correct that way, and you're no longer a good player when you do that. So I feel like that, no doubt about it, blocking out, transition defense, zone offense execution, and then you can play with emotion, but you can't be emotional. Those are four things that if kids aren't doing those things right, then that's on me. And I got to do a better job of helping, you know, making sure that we do those things better.
We got a little bit of time, a little extra time before you start the second half of conference play next Friday, back here at the Hangar against Jonesboro. You've already played them once, and, you know, I tell you, one thing that caught my eye that really helped Jonesboro in that first game was their inside play, you know, some of their big girls.
Well, I thought a lot of things that hurt us tonight hurt us there. Now, transition defense, we were good there. But blocking out and rebounding, that hurt us at Jonesboro. Lack of execution on offense hurt us a little bit at Jonesboro. But really, really, really what hurt us was the emotion, you know, getting emotional out there. And you know, I've preached these kids and preached these kids. That doesn't help. And you got to be able to, you know, it's not the guy that falls down or it's not the guy that has never failed that's the strongest. It's the guy that has fell down and knows how to deal with it.
Right.
It's the guy that understands how to deal with adversity that's the really good player. And, you know, that's gotten us. It's gotten some of our kids. It's gotten our team. And that stuff's got to get better. And, yeah. You know, I don't. That's very, very controllable, and it's disappointing. It's really disappointing. But you look at those four areas, again, it's on me. I got to do a better job.
Well, Dell, Purdue, appreciate you coming here and to talk to us, and good luck next Friday.
Thank you, and hopefully our boys can pull this out. And I'm looking forward to, you know, giving our kids off a couple of days and then getting back to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and being a home game, having 5 days to really prepare.
Yep.
For Jonesboro, and they've got an outstanding team. It'll be tough. It's never easy. Never easy in this league.
No, it's not. Thanks so much, Dell.
Thank you.
That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Dell Leonard. We'll break and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis 24-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Did you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit givewestwoodone.org. That's givewestwoodone.org to make a donation.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home trailing West Memphis in this boys matchup 24-21. Wyatt Gilbert leading Mountain Home with 10 points on the night so far. Satch Harris with 5, 4 for Dawson Tabor, and 2 for Matt Jones. For West Memphis, Kylan Sykes and Emmanuel Horde with 8 points each. Chris Moore and Kyron Hazley with 3 each, and 2 for Xavier Warren. So far, Mount's home with 3 turnovers, West Memphis with 6. This game has had 3 ties and 6 lead changes. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mount's home 24-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.